do this one more time.
Oh, we totally deleted the first podcast. Oh, we weren't even recording the first run. No. It's such a good run. It's going to be so bad now.
Having a good talk and it wasn't even being recorded.
Oh, my God.
McKellar. Oh, yeah. There it is.
What's up?
McKellar from Copenhagen.
Copenhagen.
Really?
Denmark.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What is it doing say, here?
Brewed in San Diego.
Originated in Copenhagen.
Really?
I wonder the,
how interesting.
The owners are maybe from there.
They're
the
Denmarkians?
Yeah. Denmark, that Germany? That's Germany, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Something,
for sure.
Something like that.
So we probably should note that we are drinking McKellar beer.
Yeah.
Just picked it up. It's a Windy Hill.
McKellar Windy Hill.
Nice can.
Pretty good.
You like it?
I like it.
We're already halfway through. Because we kind of flubbed on the first one. Oh, you're out. It's a New England style India pale ale, 7%. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
But let's get to this movie we're going to be talking about.
All right.
It's Seven, 1995.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
1995.
I honestly thought it came out later.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know the 1995 movie.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Yeah, I thought it came out like in 2002 or something.
You were five. I were four. I was four.
I was 5 years old. Yeah.
Did you watch? You didn't watch it when it came out.
No, the most like mature movie I remember seeing when I was a kid, I think it was like when I was like 10 or no, maybe like 8 or 9. I saw American History X.
8 or 9.
I was at my friend's house, wow. And it was around the time when DVDs really started coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure when that was. But
CDs were out by.
They'd been out, I think, from the early 90s.
CDs, early 90s?
80s, yeah. Even, I think.
Fuck. DVDs were around in 1997.
Okay, so yeah. So I remember my friend.
So 2000's about right, huh?
Well, it depends when the movie came out, too.
Let's check that one. We were already on a second movie. We haven't even started talking about Seven. American History X.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah. Okay. That's a great movie.
I was like, damn. I was like, you got to find more movies you can think and just to watch again. But yeah, I remember watching that at my friend's house because he was like one of the first people I knew that had a DVD player. Go. I know, it sounded weird. 98.
He had a DVD player?
Yeah, they had a DVD player. So I probably, then I saw it like in maybe a year after that.
All right. It's not bad.
And I was at his house, dude. I remember that movie I was like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that movie was a trip. Maybe we should just review that movie, huh?
We could. I remember also.
I doubt. I don't think we should be calling these reviews.
Reviews, I know, right? Just kind of
ramblings.
Background movies.
Yeah.
Ramblings.
The ramblings of two guys who watched a movie the day before.
Yeah. Well, it works good when it's movies that at least one of us hasn't seen.
Yeah,
it's
the last two movies we did, I hadn't seen.
You hadn't.
I'll have to find something you haven't watched. It's gonna be tough.
Maybe, I don't know. Have you seen right now? I just saw Midsommar was on there. Have you watched Midsommar?
Yes, you're the one that recommended it to me.
Oh yeah, that movie's fucking.
Yeah, and I recommended it to our buddy Steven. We saw that with him. It tripped him out.
Oh, he saw it with you?
Yeah, but you didn't see it with us, huh? No, you just told us to watch it, and I got it. Yeah. Uh-huh. But it's funny when you see it with somebody and you're just like, just keep watching, man. Just keep watching.
Yeah.
It's going to get good. It's a great movie.
Yeah. I like her movies a lot. The woman who makes all those movies.
Oh, it's a woman director?
I forget her name or a writer. But she makes dope movies. I think, you know, it's funny. One movie I saw that recently that she made also that I liked, and I remember you guys said, or I think you said you didn't like, was The Witch.
Netflix. That's the one that we saw it in the theater, and it wasn't scary, but she did Hereditary as well.
Yeah, she did Hereditary, that one.
Yeah. What was her name?
Oh, it's a guy? Maybe it's a guy.
Ari Aster. Oh,
never mind. It's a dude. Aster. I thought it was a chick.
But back to The Witch. We saw it, and I didn't think it was scary, but Karen didn't like it because she felt like it was more like... It was like real, real demonic.
It is.
It was actual like...
It was under the depths, the devil.
like they did their research on
Satanism. Well, did you see at the end of the movie what it said that it is based on supposedly like on actual events, but they it's our firsthand events from people who experience those type of like things.
I'm a scary movie fan, and I can watch Saw, Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, whatever before bed, but that movie gave me nightmares for like a week.
It's creepy, dude. Like
I couldn't sleep.
There, I forgot.
I asked him to sleep with my parents, and I we watched it.
You know what part kind of creeped me out for some reason was the one when. When she's trying to milk the goat, I think it's a goat, but she's milking blood. Like she starts milking it, but it's like blood comes out, and I don't know why that stuck with me. I'm like, that's some freaky
it's
shit.
Slight glimpses of evil.
Yeah, but I liked it. I like stories like they're, I don't know.
Yeah,
like folklore, because that's what it said. It's the New England folklore.
Mm-hmm. I have to rewatch it because I only saw it once. I saw it in the theater.
Because Hereditary is kind of like that, too.
We might
too.
Have been high. Hereditary, I had to see it twice.
Because Hereditary is sort of like that, too. Because you find out, like, at the very, very end, that it's also, like, the reason all these things happened was because of her grandmother who was doing, like rituals.
Rituals and shit. It kind of rolled over to her, right?
Yeah. Or, like, they were, like, claiming her or him.
She was part of something that she didn't know she was part of.
Yeah.
Until it started happening to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember you told me to watch that movie a second time because the first time I saw it, I was like, yeah, it was cool. And then you, like, you came up to me like, it's fucking sick. Like, you got to watch it again. And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't get that experience from it. So I saw it again. I think I fell asleep.
Yeah, I don't know. I like shit like that. Just for some reason, it just gets to me. Like yesterday, The Exorcist was on TV.
Ooh, all
right. I was watching that shit for a while. I was like, damn, I was like, this movie's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But it's a like a good movie.
Which
like,
one were you watching?
Which one?
Which one were you watching? The original?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
So anyway, back to Seven.
Seven. directed by David Fincher.
Yeah.
Who also directed Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Social Network. Mm-hmm. The Fight Club, which is one of our favorites.
Yeah.
And much other. Zodiac, Panic Room. Panic Room was great.
Yeah, I remember Panic Room.
Yes, Panic Room was a shit.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but I remember liking it a lot. Jodie Foster,
yeah,
right?
And she has her daughter in the...
I saw that movie in the theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good movie. I liked it. We got to watch that again.
Yeah, we could watch that.
Oh, there he is. David Fincher signed on because of a mix-up. But yeah, great... Great director, writer as well, Andrew Kevin Walker. He did Sleepy Hollow, and he also acted in Panic Room.
Really?
Yeah, as the sleepy neighbor.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, just a little fun fact there.
I didn't know that.
So the writer and director of Seven, actually, this is not their first time working together.
Oh, that's cool.
They have a little bit of a relationship already. They probably, know each other.
Yeah, it probably wasn't their last time either.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we can do a deep dive and find out what else they've worked on together. Hmm. Moving on to the stars, Morgan Freeman.
Yep.
We all know him from Batman.
Batman. Oh, yeah. Christian Bale movie. Yeah,
that's my go-to for Morgan Freeman.
the movie I always think of Morgan Freeman in is Shawshank Redemption.
Oh my god. Huh?
I think of Bucket List.
You think of Bucket List? Oh, oh, okay. Yeah. You want to know a confession?
What?
I'll say it on live podcast. I've never seen Shawshank Redemption.
Really? Oh, my God.
Have I seen Shawshank Redemption?
I don't know. Have you seen Shawshank?
Oh, that's another movie I'm down to watch, too. That's,
you know what? I actually noted that down because I wanted to tell you that it's funny because I was like, if that comes up, then I'll mention that I never seen Shawshank. But I thought of it because it's actually on Netflix.
Yeah,
they just put it on. So I was just like, oh, maybe that'll be our next one.
Yeah, it's convenient enough to watch it.
Yeah.
And it's a good movie. It's a good one.
Yeah. All right, we'll think about it. We'll get in touch.
We'll see,
That's one. But
there's lots of especially like it's cool because how you said how you're like, damn, you didn't know an old movie like this. Or would you say you're like this movie came out today?
Oh, yeah. Like, this movie was so good when I watched it 2 days ago that if it came out today in the box office, it would blow up. Like, it would still be good. It still stands like against some of the best.
Today.
Yeah, against if it was one of the new movies, you know?
You know what's cool? well, one movie that I'm thinking of did it, but it's funny because there's no, you know how this came out in the 90s, so no one has like cell phones. No one's taking pictures of shit or anything like that.
Yeah, you don't see that, huh? It's just straight old school detective work.
Yeah, and I like that. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a red room still. They have a little scene with the red room.
Do they still do that today? Red rooms?
I think, or like
certain photographers.
Hipster photographers probably still do that. Hipster. Everyone else is filtering on Macs.
They churn photos the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, so we're already at the scene. Brad Pitt's already in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's popped up. I mean, he's
they go to the. So this is the second murder, because is the first murder suspected to be the same serial killer, or do they even
know? Not yet. They don't know yet. So they found this guy, this 300-pound burly dude. 350?
Maybe more.
Knocking 350 plus. Yeah. Asterix. Drowning in his own spaghetti.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to find out in a little bit that he was actually fed to death.
Yeah, and I think he also had a puke bucket.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, perfect timing. Look at, he's going to find it right now.
So, yeah, so this guy's fucking dead.
Yeah, he's fucking toast. So, probably a good time to do my synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? All right. Okay. Made a synopsis for this movie. It goes, when a retired police detective, William Somerset, played by Morgan Freeman, tackles a final case with a newly transferred David Mills, played by Brad Pitt, they discover a number of elaborate and grisly murders. They soon realize they're dealing with a serial killer who is targeting people he thinks represent one of the seven deadly sins.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
No.
I haven't seen a movie like this in a while.
I'm hooked.
I'm already hooked. Yeah, I know.
Gross.
Damn.
He lifted his head from the bowl of spaghetti he was drowning in.
What's up?
He was confirmed dead.
Yeah, they confirmed him dead once they lifted his head up.
All right. Look at that rain, man.
That's hard rain right there. We don't get that around here too often.
That's fake.
There's like somebody with a hose just fucking blowing their windshield. Like they're going through a car wash.
Look at Morgan Freeman's rain, yeah, and look at Brad Pitt's.
Yeah, when they
change. Switch over. Morgan Freeman's camera is getting hit hard. Oh, look at this. That's what we get. That's what we get around here, around these parts.
Especially lately, these last few days.
Yeah, these last few days. Jesus.
But yeah, there's one thing in this movie that I noticed. I was like, it's always raining.
Yeah. Yeah, they were saying that the director actually wanted it always raining and gloomy to add to, like, the intensity of
to the
villainy and shit.
Yeah, it was all intentional. And I want to say it doesn't stop raining till the end, right?
Probably.
Like the last scene?
Oh, yeah, when they're out in the desert and shit. I actually read a fun fact on this scene where they're doing the autopsy on the fat guy.
Yeah.
The
Glenn murder.
Yeah. David Fincher, the director, actually felt bad for the actor who had to wear all those prosthetics and glue, and it was hot and it sucks, you know?
The guy in the bed on the table?
Okay. Yeah. That to compensate, he gave him a big package.
Like of money?
No, no. Oh, like a big penis. That's why they show it. There's a scene. Yeah, they just showed it right now. Maybe they'll show it again. But he's packing.
That's funny.
He has a little baby arm in there. Yeah. But yeah, that was actually a true story right there. He felt bad for him.
But that's the actor's real face?
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's an actual actor. And they just
like a body pounded suit, him probably.
With like bodysuit prosthetics and just glue. And I mean, walking from the makeup trailer onto the set in that, it's probably sucks, you know? And you're there probably for a while. He's there for a while.
Hours and hours on
end. Two scenes. Yeah, the one where he was drowning and then the one where he's on the autopsy bed.
Mm-hmm. That dude, that's... You ever seen Full Metal Jacket?
Yes.
That's the captain, right? Or the sergeant?
Yeah, that's the sergeant in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Do you like dicks? I bet you can suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Chunk, what is he telling him? He's like, chunk yourself. He's like, with my hand, you in it? In a private pile.
I should have said no so we can see that movie. That's a great movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie. I like it.
It's very, It's depressing, though. It doesn't have a happy ending at all. And it's just like you're left there like, fuck, man.
Okay, well, that sucks.
That sucks, dude. Fuck war.
Yeah. I think a lot of people felt like, well, I mean, Vietnam wasn't really a victory.
It wasn't a popular war.
No.
I was hearing the vets would come back and they were shamed and they weren't given jobs. And
no.
It was a tough time coming back. They weren't received well.
Like no, they didn't get them the same kind of homecoming that like the World War II and World War I people did.
That's why they stopped letting the media follow the war. Because, I mean, that was a big thing on Vietnam. They had photographers. They had live videos. People were watching it on the news. Now they hardly do that shit. It's just only a press section.
Or certain journalists that are willing to go there, too. Mm-hmm. Because, it is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, you're in the war zone, but you're not there to fight.
You're just
there to take pictures and document stuff or the situation.
Is it as crazy now for photographers as it was back then? Because I remember seeing the movies like Full Metal Jacket and We Were Soldiers, where the photographer is actually there, like in the front line with them.
Yeah, I think they're usually with them. Like they're wearing all the gear too,
like the jackets and the camo and all that.
But I want to say they also have something that identifies them as non-soldiers, that they're press or journalists. Oh, okay. Like a band or something on their arm, or maybe
I don't think the Viet Cong were actually caring about that though.
No, because they I remember there's stories that they would shoot because the sergeants were supposed to wear certain armbands too certain things, and they would take them off.
Really?
Because if they saw you, like say they were gonna, they had you in their scope. If they see someone with that, like the high rank, they're gonna shoot them first.
Oh shit!
So really high ranking officers would wear normal attire.
Yeah. So you couldn't tell the difference between.
So you don't stand out.
A pawn and a king.
Yeah, because if you shoot him, that's like the contact to or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I'm pretty sure there's always someone. There's ranks mean that there's always someone
who precedes them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't want the enemy knowing that.
Yeah. It's all
But so, what's going on in the movie right now? Do you remember this part?
He's second murder.
Second murder. Yes.
Okay.
So the first one was gluttony.
Versus gluttony, and then this is greed?
Greed, yeah. They have it written on the floor. They don't know yet that the two are connected. Ooh, that was a burp.
Oh, they don't?
No, they don't know yet.
Oh, until he reads the word greed, right? Like he sees that it says greed?
Morgan Freeman finds out, I think. Morgan Freeman's character, Detective Somerset, he finds out first, I believe.
Okay.
And then I think Brad Pitt tells them that greed was written in the floor of the second murder that he saw. So that's when they're like, these shits, he's not going to stop.
No. You know?
He has more coming.
Is gluttony written in the first murder?
Yeah, behind the fridge. I don't think they found it yet, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
No? They find it later?
Detective Somerset's going to go back to the crime scene by himself, and he's going to put some pieces together, and then he moves the fridge, and he sees it written behind there.
Hmm. Oh, okay. There it is.
Yeah, greed. There's greed right there. So Brad Pitt's just confused right now because he doesn't know that gluttony was written at the first one.
Yeah.
Did you know that fucking Denzel Washington was supposed to play Brad Pitt's character?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. But he turned it down because he thought the movie was too evil and dark.
That is crazy, dude. There's so many stories about that too, like different actors that
were supposed to play so and so,
and they didn't do it, and then it's like someone else did it and they like just knocked it out the park.
Yeah.
Or they
like just something random though. Like there's like some like Cuba Gooding Jr. was supposed to play War Machine or something.
Yeah, but like for whatever reason, it just ended up working perfectly with whoever they ended up with.
Yeah,
like Neo was supposed to be Will Smith in the Matrix movies. Yeah, and but he didn't want to do it. And Will Smith was also supposed to be Django in a Django movies instead of Jamie Foxx.
Will Smith's man.
But he didn't do it because, well, I guess supposedly he didn't want to do it because he said that Django wasn't the main star of the movie.
Ah, what a dick.
Yeah, supposedly he's like that. Like that's
he's very wants to like, be the I'm center. Only the star. You only hired me for the star.
Like, yeah, like I want the most screen time or most lines and shit.
I believe it. Have you ever seen his trailer?
Yeah, which one?
The trailer, his movie trailer that he brings to set every time.
His like okay,
his double decker fucking family mobile. Yes, dude, it's crazy. It like it looks like a regular bus, but when they park, they're allowed to like extend and widen out, and it turns into like a 5-bedroom house.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
He brings that to set every time. I mean, I remember seeing the price on it before. See if we can find some pictures on it. Will Smith's tour bus.
Will Smith tour bus. It probably costs like.
What are you thinking?
Fuck. Oh, the way you described it, it just sounds like a couple
of mil. Look at the picture first. Yeah, they show you the picture and then guess a price on it. Oh, it's not even shit. It's not even an RV. It's a semi-truck hauling a trailer. $5 million?
Okay.
$2.5 million. All right.
It sounds about right.
Two-story. It's a trailer. He's hauling a trailer. Yeah, but he brings that. That's what he brings onto set. Wow. While the other actors are in
a fucking
they're fucking rented Stardust trailers or whatever that company is in Hollywood.
They're at a motel down the street.
Oh, look at the pictures! Look at that. He's got Victorian rugs. He's
oh my god.
He has more furniture than we have in our house.
Shit,
he has more furniture in his trailer.
The trailer is probably bigger than my house. God damn.
Oh, he has a private movie room mm-hmm. where he can screen his movies. Mm-hmm. Like a theater room inside his trailer. Yeah, look at it.
Wow.
It's insane, huh?
Well, I guess we'll know where he's going to be if the virus hits.
I know. He's just going to fucking take his trailer and go to Alaska.
Yeah, just fucking park outside the lake.
Yeah.
Damn, that picture looks nice right there. That hallway.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly. Couch.
It's funny because we've seen like 4 or 5 different pictures and they all look like...
They all look different, right? Yeah, they all look different parts of the trailer.
Yeah, like if it's a different part of a house.
He has a bomb shelter as well, don't worry. man, yeah, I saw pictures of that, but that's insane. That's too much.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Seems unnecessary.
Look at it at night.
What the hell?
Lit up.
That looks cool.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. All right, let's see where we're at. Oh, look at Morgan's about to find Gluttony written behind it.
Oh, shit.
Boom. With a note.
What does the note say?
We don't have sound. I hope he shows it. Oh, he doesn't.
I think he reads it.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, this scene made us laugh. Where the detective or the police chief, the guy from Full Metal Jacket. Mm-hmm. Right now he's going to pick up the phone. He's like, this ain't even my desk. He just hangs up. That's just funny. I like that guy. I don't know why. He passed away a couple years ago, huh? 2000.
I think
his name is something Lee. His last name is Lee. Full Metal Jacket.
That's a good place to start.
Full Metal Jacket Sergeant.
He's a captain or whatever. I want to say he was a real sergeant too in like real life.
There he is. Oh, yeah. He was a Marine, I think.
Yeah, a drill sergeant.
Drill sergeant? Oh, R. Lee Ermey. 2018? Mm-hmm. He died 2 years ago? Damn. What's up? Shut that cat up.
Shut that fucking cat up.
All right. You want to take a break?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll be right back, guys. I've been learning so many shortcuts with that app during the editing of the first episode. Dude, I was getting good at it, man. I was cutting, pasting, increasing the volume, lowering it. Mm-hmm. You literally look up anything, how to do this, and then you put the name of the app.
Yeah.
Or the name of the program I use, and a YouTube video comes up right away.
Oh.
This is how you do this. Da, 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 da. Oh, Ashtray's right there.
Ashtray.
Oh, you can press play on the movie, too.
Smoking them tweeds.
Please.
I was watching Friday yesterday.
How was that?
It's just fucking funny, dude.
It's always a classic, right?
Yeah. They were back to back. It was Friday and then next Friday.
They usually do that, huh?
Friday after next.
What app or...
Channel. It was on TV. It was...
IFC?
Oh, fuck. Maybe. I think so.
They usually do like IFC or AMC. Sometimes AMC also.
I think it was a different channel because it was censored. Usually IFC is not censored.
Oh, yeah. I found that out late. And yeah. I would always see movies on like something other than HBO. And I'd be like, it's censored. Including IFC.
Yeah.
Until one day I actually caught a F-bomb on that channel.
Yeah, because IFC is It's an independent film channel.
Yeah,
so they don't have like...
They don't have...
sponsors and shit. It's all funded by I don't know who or what.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's their selling point, though. But like, hey, you let us show your movie, we'll show it uncensored. It's going to attract a lot of people.
Yeah, and it, yeah, it is, because I like watching movies on there instead of... I hate hearing like, hey, mother... What are you doing?
Yeah. You know how I got this scar? From eating pineapple. Oh, but you ever seen Scarface on TV? And you're just like, what?
The movie I always remember a lot is Happy Gilmore, right?
Yeah.
Where he plays golf. When because I used to always watch that movie on TV, and when he fights that guy, and he's like, the price is wrong, bitch.
Yeah.
But on TV he says, the price is wrong, Bobby.
Jesus. No. I think he's just stressed out, huh? So we're at the part where Morgan Freeman is in the library. I think he's doing research on the seven deadly sins because he kind of has a hunch about it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's suspecting like the pattern, I guess, mm-hmm. or the motive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That McKellar wasn't that bad, huh?
No, it was good. I liked it.
Gave you a little bit of a light buzz. And
yeah.
It's pretty good.
Some good stuff. It works out that these headphones work too, though.
I know. We finally got headphones. We're moving on up in the world.
Yeah.
Man.
It feels cool because before I couldn't hear myself, so I wouldn't know like if I needed to get closer or further away.
Or further away, yeah.
So it's raining again.
Raining again. Oh, but we missed the scene where he's running inside to the car to get in the car. He's fucking getting poured on. That's when you can actually see how much rain there is.
Have you ever seen how they do that in movies, kind of?
Nah.
But usually the rain's not actually hitting them. Usually, or like when they're kind of making them talk in the rain, usually the rain's around them. And there's like, or just a few drops like hitting them in their head.
Oh, really?
So it looks like it's raining really hard, but like the water's not hitting them.
But they have to act like the rain's hitting them in the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I'm pretty sure. Like, if they're having really hard rain, they have to squint and they have to pretend, you know.
Yeah.
I would just say, wet me.
Yeah, no. Just hit me in the face.
Just wet me, man. I'll do it. It's all part of it.
Why do you have to get dry after every take, though?
I guess, maybe.
That's
if it just started raining.
Off. Yeah.
And they were dry in the first shot.
It depends on the scene.
Yeah. We'll get into that in another episode. Oh, he just pretty much got promoted, right? Because Morgan Freeman's planning on retiring.
I think so.
So he's just finishing up. Right now, he's just finishing up his last few days, takes the littler desk, and Brad Pitt moves into the big desk.
Because I think this is like his last day?
Yeah.
I remember, I think his Brad Pitt, he's kind of like sort of talking shit about him retiring, right? Like, oh, you just don't care no more or something like that.
Did he?
Or does he kind of, or because I think he feels like a certain way about him retiring, like.
Oh, okay, maybe.
But, and vice versa, like he kind of, because how he's so dedicated trying to solve it, and he's kind of like,
yeah.
Let it go, son. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's later. I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's later in the movie where Morgan's more like sometimes you can't crack a case, you know?
He's like discouraged.
Yeah. And Brad Pitt's just like, fuck that. We got this guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't say those exact words, but more or less, that's what I got from it.
Who's he talking? Oh, he's talking to his wife, right? Is this where she invites him for dinner?
Oh, yeah. That's so funny. She actually calls up Morgan Freeman and tells him to come over for dinner.
He doesn't end up retiring, right? He like kind of just holds out until that case is solved?
Yeah. What kind of happens is what's about to happen. Morgan is going to go to Brad Pitt's house for dinner and meet the wife. They're going to have a good dinner. And then Brad Pitt's going to show him the case, and they're going to have beers. And he kind of just gets into it right there. That's when he's just like, oh, shit, this guy's not going to stop. This is not his only one. And they put their evidence together.
Oh, okay.
And they start brainstorming, and then Morgan gets into it more.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty much the turning point. This is when he decides not to retire.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Subconsciously. I mean, like in his head, he's just like, all right.
Well, yeah, he gets like intrigued a bit.
Uh huh. Yeah, there you go.
Do they So they're partners in his case, right?
Yes.
They were set up together. Did he have a partner before? Did they ever say anything about that? Like that he was working with someone?
I don't think so. What I think is Morgan was retiring. I don't know if he had a partner before, but Morgan was retiring, and then they got a detective fucking Mills to take over his spot.
I wanted to say too that he lays down on all that newspaper, which is kind of nasty.
He what?
When he hugs his dogs.
Oh, I know, huh?
He didn't even check it.
Their fucking newspaper of shit.
Yeah, like
oh shit. I wonder, was Gwyneth Paltrow dating Brad Pitt during the filming of this movie?
Were they together?
Yeah, they were together.
I know he was with Jennifer Aniston. That's like the
that's famous after one. I think Gwyneth. Yeah. Declared it was love at second sight.
Second sight.
Yeah. Second sight or first sight?
At first it was like, yeah. But then.
Then I leaned into it a little.
Once I put my glasses on.
I think she did this on purpose to convince Morgan Freeman to not retire and protect her husband, mm-hmm. pretty much. Yeah.
I don't know. She kind of knew, huh? Like.
I think she sensed it distraught. Yeah, like,
confused.
This is going to be a rough case on him, and he needs someone there with him. At least that's what we got from it.
Yeah. No, I think so, too.
We'll go with that.
I'm trying to figure out what they're saying. But
I just
can't hear it. That's why I'm, like, trying to think what they're talking about.
You don't remember this part?
Oh, okay. Yeah, they live next to the fucking subway or something.
Yeah. I guess the real estate agent had only showed them the apartment 5 minutes at a time, so he spaced it out. Oh, so they're showing pictures of the dead husband to the wife. This is the gluttony guy.
Oh, really?
It's the greed. It's the greed guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're showing it pictures of the murder scene to the wife to see if she recognizes anything out of the ordinary. And she does. She recognizes that the painting's upside down. And they're like, oh, shit. Well, let's go check it out. It's detective work right there, man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
And I like this movie a lot because of that.
Because of the style of detective work that they do?
Yeah, because you feel like you're just kind of like, you're with them, you know, discovering everything. And
Yeah.
Like little by little, they're...
I wonder if detectives are even needed nowadays, you know? I bet you police officer with a smartphone can fucking find some shit out.
I don't know, maybe. It depends. Like, I don't think every job they have is like this, though.
Yeah, like a fucking serial murder.
Yeah.
Usually there's... Hey, those guys that you see riding around in the Crown Vicks, like with the, tinted windows, you know, the undercover cars. Are those detectives or are those just undercover agents?
I thought those were like narcs.
Those are like the DEA?
Like narc? Yeah, I think so.
Something like that?
That's what I always thought. That's what
like drug enforcement guys, right?
Yeah.
All right. I always wonder what those guys are, but I've seen them, and I've seen them like strapped up. Like
yeah.
They always got their bulletproof vests on.
That's what everyone in like, or in my area at least called them whenever they were
narcs.
See them. Yeah, narcs. But then you know narcs always also just means like a narc, like you're
like it's just a cop in general, or, yeah. Little bitch.
So I think so. Yeah. What does he do?
So they're looking for fingerprints. And I think they find one. So they start powdering.
That's so weird.
How they do that? Yeah. Oh, I wanted to talk to you about this scene. I wanted to see if you knew how they grab for fingerprints nowadays with the technology that's been out lately. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Like if it's if they still use powder?
Yeah, if they're still doing powder or if like I don't know what they do nowadays. They hardly show that shit, you know? It's always powder.
Yeah, well,
or they got UV lights and sauce they throw on walls and shit. Well,
I think they still probably use UV lights. How they put powder on the wall. I don't know if they still do that. I think they use like a tape.
Oh, okay.
Like all some right. kind of like.
Like some sort of film?
Yeah, that, like some that kind grabs, of adhesive.
Grabs marks.
Yeah.
All right. You looking it up? Fingerprinting.
I think it's like ash, right, or something.
Is it?
Because I think it has to be something really fine that'll like get a stuck
fine,
in
fine
like
powder.
Yeah.
So you use ashes from like dead bodies.
Dusting techniques when the surface is hard, and by chemical techniques when the surface is porous.
Oh, it depends on the surface.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember the what are those fingerprints? They're not his though, huh? The person. They're like
if we're gonna jump forward, they're the fingerprints of the guy that's decomposing. Yeah, okay. I think he comes up next.
Okay.
I actually think he comes up next.
Because it's the guy they found murdered, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. So that guy decomposing is still alive, but he doesn't have a hand.
Uh-huh.
And then they find that later in the jar.
Okay, yeah. You're right, you're right, you're right.
And yeah. There's the movie.
Yeah, I won't jump ahead. Yeah, I'll wait. His movie's really cool. I'm trying to think of what's another movie kind of like this, but
Zodiac Killer. Oh, right? It's just called Zodiac. Yeah, but it's about the Zodiac Killer. Yeah, yeah.
It's with what's that guy called? Donnie Darko.
Who played Donnie Darko? Look up Zodiac.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah,
Jake Gyllenhaal. It's actually same director.
Of who?
This movie.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Who directed Zodiac? Boom.
He,
David Fincher.
Oh, he did. Oh, I didn't know.
What's up? So if we're keeping tallies, you can put one tally under my name, please.
Go down. Let me see who's in the movie.
Does it make sense now, though? Like he has a certain style that he's a very, very, very good at.
No, you're right. You're right.
I'm going to start looking out for his movies. I hope he's still active. I mean, this is like
The last
movie. I don't know too many directors, but if I'm going to start following somebody, it's going to be David Fincher.
I don't know what the last movie he did was.
Let's see. We're going to check out his IMDb right now.
I think the show is what he's been doing.
Oh, he has a show?
Yeah, Gone Girl's probably his latest movie.
Really? Check entire filmography?
Wait, no. Different guy. David, look up David Finch. I think. Is that a different director?
David Finch has 11.
The second.
Second?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought there was two directors.
Oh, David Fincher. Yeah, 7 right there.
Yeah. So.
But I think he's been doing.
What movie is that right there?
Oh, yeah, Mindhunters. What we were just talking about. Okay. That's probably the latest thing he's been focusing on. That's pretty cool. 2017 Mindhunter has been around for a while.
Which one did you say right now?
Robots? Oh, Love, Death, and Robots. That's another one that we brought up earlier.
I've seen a couple episodes of that, and it's pretty cool. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff. He does a lot of stuff like that's murder-ish.
Murder mystery kind of shit. So where are they going right now? More rain.
It's raining. He's in the backseat. Oh,
why is he in the backseat?
They're going, are they being escorted? Because I saw...
They got a fingerprint. So they matched a fingerprint, and they're going to that fingerprint's house.
Yeah.
And then, this is where it gets a little interesting. We were saying, notice how big this guy's apartment is. Once they bust into the door, they go into, like, 5 different rooms. And you're like, damn, this guy had, like, kind of like a suite almost.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Where is this? New York?
I think so, right?
Like, do they say where it's at?
It looks like Brooklyn. Where does this take place?
Los Angeles. Oh shit!
Los Angeles. Oh. Oh, was it filmed in Los Angeles? Oh yeah, it was shot.
New York City.
Oh, okay then. Yeah.
Okay.
So all right, yeah, because that was like it kind of looks like New York.
The screenwriter was inspired by how much he hated living in New York. But it's not set in New York City.
Oh, okay. So they don't specify, but he kind of shot it.
It says LA.
Oh, okay. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it is a play.
Yeah.
I want to say they say it at some point in the movie, maybe in the beginning when
he's talking to him. This is the second room. The second room they bust into.
Oh, it's like a big ass fucking.
It's a huge ass apartment.
It's all fucked up.
This guy must have been well off, though. I got all the air fresheners hanging. I see the body on the bed. He's just like, get up, asshole.
That's exactly what happens.
Oh, and he's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You remember this?
Yes. I do remember.
Yeah, this part's crazy. This is which murder is this? Sloth? No. Is it Sloth? Yeah. Some good makeup. Shout out to the makeup artist.
Jean Black.
Jean Black? Who's that?
The makeup artist.
Oh, makeup.
Yes, Sloth.
Nice. I'm gonna start getting into that. I'm gonna start knowing some names in the makeup department.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool people who
once you like cool follow kind of that, you kind of know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, well, it also depends. Like, certain directors like to just use like practical effects.
Like, what are those?
Like, non-computer.
Oh, okay.
Stuff, you know, like
prosthetics.
More prosthetics and makeup. Yeah,
yeah. I like that.
Yeah, like Guillermo del Toro, usually in all his movies, they use prosthetics.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Like, when you see something, you usually
that's interesting.
Like, yeah. You're like, oh shit, like somehow they did that. Like,
yeah, yeah, because you know when you're watching it that, oh shit, that's actual makeup, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's fucking alive.
It's funny because like, they're about to shoot him and shit.
I know. So what they pretty much explain is that he was pushed to like the limit of death without actually dying, right? Like, mm-hmm. He was tortured so much that he's just in pain 100% of the time.
Yeah. So I don't know why his body looks like that. Like,
he was just decomposing. What'd they say? A year? 10 years?
1 year.
1 year? Oh, okay. 1 year. That was too much.
Damn.
Pisses him off.
He's like, yeah, you're fucking mad.
Damn near fucking touched the guy, man. Yeah, that sucks. But, oh shit, they're like, do they revive him? They don't say, huh?
I think, oh, he's alive. So
he's alive, huh?
They just keep him alive.
But yeah.
And they try to give him like proper.
Put him down, man. Jeez, he's not coming back from that. And if he does, what kind of life is that to live?
Man. I mean, as far as, I don't know, he'll end up looking, but he'll have no hand. Is that all he was missing? Just a hand?
He has legs? It's not like he can use them.
Yeah.
He's going to be on bed rest. I feel like even if his body recovers, he's pretty fucked up mentally.
What? Yeah.
Major PTSD.
Yeah, he got it bad, pretty bad.
Yeah. I was actually hearing that this actually inspired a comic book series. Have you read it?
I don't think so, no. Is it under the same name, Seven?
No. Yeah, it's under the same name, Seven.
Oh,
it's
a
seven-part series. Check it out.
I'll look it up.
I know. Let me know if it's good, and let me borrow it. You know what we should also do, man? We should do like animes. One movie that's been on Hulu that I've been wanting to watch is Akira. Maybe we can review that one, dude.
You never seen Akira?
No. I never seen it.
Oh, it's dope.
Oh, but maybe we can watch that one next.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You down?
Yeah.
All right, cool. It's on Hulu.
I have that movie.
Do you recommend subbed or dubbed?
It don't really matter, but the dubbed one's cool. Like the people who voice acted it, like it's good.
Yeah, we were watching when I first watched it. I was tired, so I put it on and I ended up falling asleep. But we watched subbed. Yeah, I heard it's just the way to go.
Yeah, but that one I would watch it dubbed because the guys who, the people who did it,
they're pretty cool.
Yeah, they're good and it's like funny the shit they say and like, I don't know, it's easier to watch.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right.
Because the story isn't really like, it's not gonna make sense, dude. Even at the end, you're gonna be like, what the fuck?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh fuck, man! I was really, really trying to catch something. Now I'm just gonna watch it just to watch it, which is fine.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's what makes it so dope is the way it's like animated.
Oh, okay.
It's hand drawn, and you're gonna see some crazy shit. Like, what the fuck? You're like
it's because they have like the bike racing scenes, and they're just like zooming through traffic and jumping cars and. And damn, all that's hand drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
And it's like
it's mad crazy, dude.
Yeah, there's videos of how they made the movie, and like you see like the stacks of paper and like pages because you know it's all like just like flip.
What year was that
that come out?
I think.
Because if they're still doing movies, are they still doing animes like that nowadays? No, no, huh?
Not really. It's like in the 80s
or 70s. 1988. Okay, 1988.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Yeah, there's a couple movies. I mean, there's still some movies that are really, I have a couple like Studio Ghibli.
What's that?
They're like a animation studio.
Yeah.
And they make a lot of like movies like that, but they're very like detailed in like how they make it.
Oh shit.
They're like visually like entertaining. Like,
and that's what you're watching it for, kind of?
Yeah, that, and yeah, cause the stories are, they're good stories too. Like, they're very
just random.
Basically, he's like the Disney of Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I forget the guy's name, but Studio Ghibli is like Disney.
Check it out.
Over there.
Studio Ghibli is their Disney.
Yeah.
And he does like anime.
Yeah.
But hand-drawn anime?
I don't know if they're hand-drawn, but they look like really, really good.
Studio Ghibli is their Disney. That's a funny... It's a funny thing to say. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, that's pretty cool. I like that animation. I know what you're talking about. And they make some big movies?
Yeah, you know, like it, they're not like kind of like how like Pokemon looks, you know, or like their eyes just stay still and the only thing moving is their mouth. Like,
yeah. That's tight.
Yeah, it's like more that. Like it's like realistic.
Dragon Ball Z like that, right? Their eyes don't move?
Yeah, it's kind of like that sometimes. Yeah. Well, it used to be hand-drawn too. And before, it used to be a lot more like,
The original seasons are hand-drawn?
Yeah.
Really?
Up until, like, I think the only ones that are kind of modern are the Super.
Oh, okay, season. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can tell those. Yeah. They're super animated.
Like, it has a lot of computers in there. But, yeah, the one that I like a lot, too, is one's called Princess Mononoke.
Yeah.
That one's cool, too. It has to do with, like, I don't know. Shit doesn't really make sense a little bit, but it looks dope. Like the way it's drawn. Like, and then I don't know if you remember in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Do you remember? There's like a part where there's like a lake, and then sometimes there's like an animal that shows up that like glows and it drinks from the water, and then it'll like disappear.
Fuck.
Or have you ever came across that
thing? No.
Let me see. Put Breath of the Wild. And then put Princess Mononoke. I don't know. Maybe, I'm pretty sure like it'll be a connection.
Princess Mononoke.
Yeah.
Right there.
It's like the deer. It's like some weird deer.
So what, right there with the big horns?
Oh, it's not that one. But yeah, I forgot that. I forgot you could get a deer like that.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, people still play it, right? I mean, people are like...
They're still finding
stuff out about this game.
I didn't know there was a bear in the game, and last time I played, I found a bear, and then I started writing it. I was like, "What the fuck?"
I know. I see people do like trick shots now. People are like, "You see that video on Twitter where they were some guy does this front flip off this like ledge, and then he blows up one of those robot android things into the sky, and
yeah,
and then he hits him midair in the sky with like a bomb."
It's freaking crazy.
Yeah.
Where we at in the movie?
Fuck, where we at in this movie? All right.
They're after the third
kill. Are they on the third right now?
Because I think right now they're about to find the one dude who kills the guy, right? With the knife.
The one dude that kills the guy with the knife?
No, yeah.
The one who rapes the prostitute with the
knife. Oh, yeah, the prostitute
with
the
knife. Oh, that guy's like, oh, they have him like tied up listening to like EDM.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't remember.
It's Lust.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's Lust. I think he went to, like, a Russian underground strip club.
I think he was a gay guy,
though. Was he?
I think that, yeah.
Also, they were both being kind of, like, he was making a point on both of them.
Oh, my God. So where do you stand on gay marriage? It's all right. You don't have to answer that right now. We'll get into that later.
All right. It's for another episode.
Everybody thinks you're against it because you didn't want to answer it. Chewie hates gay marriage.
And I was going to say, like this, it doesn't matter anymore.
And somebody just busts through the door. It does matter.
We're about to live in Mad Max, in the Mad Max world.
What's that?
Where it's like a like post-apocalyptic. Like
really? Oh, shit. I haven't seen Mad Max.
Oh, that's a good movie, too.
Yeah? Mad Max. Oh, yeah, we did see it. Yeah.
The Fury Road?
That's the one. All right. Yeah. You seen the original, though?
Yeah, they're pretty cool. The ones with Mel Gibson.
Yeah. How many are there with Mel Gibson?
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Damn.
The first
one. He did well.
Yeah. And it's cool because the guy who made them, his name's George Miller. He did the first three. I think the first one came out like in the 70s. And the second one came out like sometimes in the 80s. And the third one, I think, came out in the 80s. And then he started making other movies.
So there was a gap between the first and the second?
Between the second and the third.
Between second and the third.
Because the third one's kind of, it's kind of whatever.
Do you have the years there?
But, yeah, the second one's probably the one that's really cool. The first one, first one and the second one are really good. The third one's kind of okay.
They just made it just to make it.
He made it, I don't know. 1979,
1985.
But watch, if you look at his filmography, it's kind of a trip. Like,
whose filmography? The guy who did Mad Max?
Yeah, George Miller.
Wait, so the same guy did the first one, the first series that did the newest one?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He revamped it himself?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
He's another person who likes to use like practical effects.
Oh, okay.
So like the first two movies, I think he films them in Australia where it's like a giant desert, like to make his... What is it?
Babe.
Oh, yeah.
He also did Babe?
Yeah, he did Babe, and I think he did
Twilight Zone.
For a while, he did a bunch of like kids movies.
What?
Yeah.
How odd.
And then
Happy Feet. He did Happy Feet as well.
Yeah. And his reasoning, I remember seeing an interview, was because he made all those Mad Max movies, and then I guess he had kids, and he's like, I want to make movies that like my kids could see.
Oh, that's cool.
And then once their kids were like in their 20s, like older, he's like, now I can make movies that they can see now.
Oh, that's really cool. So he made Mad Max?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking tight. He's like, I want you guys to experience what I experienced.
Yeah.
So I'm going to redo it. Oh, that's pretty cool.
So I was like, yeah, that's dope. So I was like, cool, he's making movies like that. I think he's making another one.
He's making movies he wants to make.
Yeah. And he can, because he has like, I guess, what do you call it? Like...
He has that rep under him.
Yeah, he has a rep.
Yeah, he has a good filmography.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's...
Because those are even his kid. Like, Babe's a pretty good movie. I remember
Babe's a classic, yeah.
Happy Feet was a good movie, too.
La, 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 la. Where are we at in the movie? Do you know this part?
That'll do.
Oh, this part. This is a climactic part. So what they're doing is they found out the address... I don't even know.
The address of... Oh.
Yeah, but how do they find it? Do you remember? We skipped that part.
Yeah, something was going on while we were talking about something else.
Okay.
So, well, they got to the point where they find him, and then he's about to...
So they knock. Nobody answers. Some guy comes up the stairs with a fedora. And, just opens fires. 1, 2, 3, 4 shots. 4 shots. Damn.
What was it for?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll get a forensic down here to check it out.
Yeah. He's running.
This is a pretty sick chase scene right here.
Yeah.
They go everywhere. They go to the fire escape. They go down there to the streets. Oh, another shot. Would you be smart enough to count the bullets as it happens, you think, as you were getting shot at? Or you would be too in panic?
Maybe not at first. I think, I mean...
Would it cross your mind, do you think?
I don't know. I would like to say yes. Depends how it feels like to get shot at.
Oh, man.
That's got to be pretty like, oh, fuck.
Getting shot at? Fuck, hell yeah, man.
But I mean, if you stay calm, then that's a good strategy, right? count the bullets. You don't know, but then you would have to also know what kind of gun they have.
Do you think you would have what it takes to be a detective? Are you good at solving clues and stuff like that? Do you find yourself wanting to solve mysteries and clues or anything like that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know if I'd be good at it if it was my job.
Oh, okay.
Time is time is of the essence.
Yeah. He's like, I put that stuff on the back burner sometimes. I'm like,
oh, man, maybe I need to sit on this for a couple of days.
Yeah. All right, that makes sense.
What? There's another murder?
Fuck, man. It's
just more work. Up. Yeah, it's just piling up. I didn't even got through the first one.
I know, because detectives have multiple cases they're on, right?
Yeah, probably so, yeah.
Unless they're special detectives, then that means they only specialize in certain cases. You know, high-profile cases.
Yeah.
Yeah, like these guys, I think, are...
I mean, they probably make good money enough to be like, all right, I could just chill for a while. And then your phone rings and it's like, hey.
We need you again.
We need you. And then I don't get why they're throwing a bunch of shit at him right there.
God damn it. Yeah, they're throwing stuff at the guy running out.
Oh, is that who they were throwing
at? Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were throwing it at the cop.
Boo! Hey. You saw a cop!
You'll never get him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, fuck.
Brad Pitt's on a mission right now. He wants to snap necks and cash checks.
Another movie I remember that made me kind of feel like this too, or it was like kind of like the same sort of vibe, was Silence of the Lambs.
Really?
Yeah.
Silence of the Lambs.
Have you seen Fallen?
Fallen.
With Denzel Washington.
Let me see. Look it up. I want to see.
She has the movie. It's up here, right? You said you have it.
Yeah.
Somewhere up there. Maybe you see it. But, oh, here it is right here. 1998?
1998?
Yeah. All right.
Fallen.
Directed by who?
Gregory Hoblit.
I don't know. You actually recommended this movie to me yesterday. Cool. Whoa. Looks a little like
He did Frequency. Have you guys seen Frequency?
Like an overweight Steve Martin.
Frequency? I don't think so. No, I haven't seen Fallen either.
March 31st,
1997.
Oh, that was DVD's first. Sorry, time earlier. Oh!
You know, what was the first DVD I bought? Was Willard?
Willard?
Yeah.
Wait, which one is that? With what?
With the rats.
With the rats.
With the rats, Willard?
It's like this guy who like befriends a bunch of rats, and he becomes like a leader of the rats.
Yeah. And that was the first movie you bought on DVD.
Yeah. And he uses. Oh yeah. Oh shit! It's a remake.
You didn't buy the 71 one? No. I was like, damn, you were really into movies back then. You were already in the deep cuts.
No, that was one of the first movies I bought. But
I do remember this movie.
Yeah. And he kills his grandma.
Yes. Oh, we had this movie too. I think maybe VHS. I don't know if we had it on DVD.
At least that was, I mean, DVDs came out in 97, but I remember.
So it must have come out on VHS first, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I think we had it on VHS.
When did it come out?
71? No, the original was 71. Yeah, 2003. Or maybe, yeah.
And I remember part of the reason I bought it was because in the trailer for the movie, it had a Smashing Pumpkins song.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're like, all right. I'm in it.
I was like, I like the song.
What song was it?
The world.
Something with a butterfly.
Yeah, butterfly. A bullet with butterfly wings.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Oh, this part. Oh, we missed the part where Brad Pitt almost dies.
Yeah, he gets fucked up, right?
Yeah. He gets hit in the head with a tire iron. And then he puts the gun to his head and pretty much just fucking saves his life. Walks away. This is not today, man.
I know. But his The way he has his hand looks weird. His stomach.
Look how much blood he lost. Look at his shirt. Look at his face. He's fucked up.
Yeah, you got fucking hit hard, man.
He's like, imagine going, getting hit in the head with a piece of iron like that. Oh, he breaks down the door. Damn. He's like, well, it's already open.
Where are they? That's his apartment, right?
Yeah. Because Morgan Freeman was trying to explain to him that if you break down the door and break in, he's like, this guy's going to walk free. Whatever you find inside is not going to matter.
Yeah.
So he's like, we have to get people down here to, we have to get a warrant first.
Yeah.
So he fucking busts down the door and Morgan's like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, he does a lot of things that kind of, what?
But he saves himself right here. So he before Morgan Freeman walks out, he tells them like, hey, how much money you have? And it cuts to this scene. So I guess Brad Pitt paid a homeless person to make a police report about that guy. So now that the door's broken down, it's like they have probable cause.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go inside and investigate.
And say that something happened.
Straight up detective work right there, man. Using just your own money to pay off a homeless person. But hey, $20. Tell this cop what you saw.
Yeah.
And now they can go inside and investigate his apartment with probable cause. They find all this shit in there. They find some notes. They find some notebooks. But he doesn't have electricity. They can't turn on the lights. There you go. He turned on a lamp. Something. Turn on some lights, man.
This shit didn't even light anything up in the room. The lamp turned on, but like no lights coming out of it.
He still has to use his flashlight to light the lamp.
Oh, shit.
There's like 7 deadbolts on the door.
Damn, man. This guy lives...
lives a human life. It looks humid in there.
He has a big-ass apartment, too, though.
Everybody has huge-ass apartments in New York, man.
I think it's even
scummiest of the scummiest men.
I mean, it's a city, so, like, there's no... everything's leveled up vertically instead of houses, you know, like neighborhoods. So an apartment building, if you buy a place like this, there's probably apartments that have 2 stories in there, like the way this is.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
I believe it.
Right?
Yeah. But this is a long time ago anyways.
Yeah.
They had a better economy.
Yeah. People ain't living like that these days.
Yeah.
Unless it's the same owners, I guess.
Serial killers are living under bridges.
Damn, look at his room. Like, what the fuck?
He has a neon light across. It's expensive, dude. Neon lights are pricey. I don't know why.
They use a lot of juice.
Do they really?
I don't know.
Oh. It never occurred to me to buy a neon light. I don't know why.
Like a sign or something?
Yeah, like a St. Paula's beer
sign. St. Paula's girl.
St. Paula's girl or whatever. Yeah. You want to take a break?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We'll be back.
So... we're at the scene where they made it to the desert after they apprehended
the suspect. Or he came into custody.
Yeah.
We kind of got into a little bit.
Yeah, they didn't really apprehend him, but he turned himself in.
Yeah.
Because it's all part of his...
elaborate plan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he has 2 more sins left. He has, because he's done 5 sins already, and they were taking him to this spot in the desert where he said, like, hey, take me here and you'll find the other 2 bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's where they're taking him right now. And he has, he has 2 more to account for.
What are the last 2?
It's going to be, oh, shit, what are the last 2? I know what he does.
Wrath? Wrath is one of them,
and murder.
Murder? I don't think it's just, is it just murder?
Murder is one of the 7 deadly sins?
It is, but it seems kind of weird considering all he killed someone for each sin.
No, but... he dies at the end.
Oh, I get you. Yeah, he's the one that makes the last...
He's the last sin.
What's wrath?
Wrath is they kill Brad Pitt's wife.
Oh.
Because she wanted to kill her baby?
Because she was...
she wanted an abortion? We missed that twist.
Did she want an abortion?
Remember seeing the part where... she calls Morgan Freeman on the phone and says, like, hey, can we meet up? Because I just want to talk. And he's like, all right. You know, he kind of convinces her. And they meet at a restaurant, and he tells her that that she's pregnant, mm-hmm. and that she doesn't know whether she should keep the baby or not.
Yeah.
And Morgan tells her, you know what? If you're going to get rid of the baby, just make sure you never tell him. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to keep it, make sure you just spoil that baby as much as you can. Oh, and then she kind of yeah. cries a little, and she's like, all right, all right. Envy and wrath. Envy and wrath?
Yeah.
So they did lust, gluttony, greed, sloth.
Envy, remember the murderer kept saying that he envied his life.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That he envied wanting to be him. That he was jealous of his life and that of his wife and all of that. So that was envy. That's why he killed his wife, because he was envious of her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the sixth one.
Oh, okay. I got it.
And then I guess seven was wrath. So
wrath
he reaped,
is...
He reaped what he sowed.
Yeah.
He, yeah.
he was number five.
In return, he was also murdered.
Yeah, he was the fifth one. He was wrath.
One. The seventh one.
Seven? Pride?
Well, no, that's just that list.
Oh, okay. I thought they went in order. I thought they went in order in every list.
No.
Oh, all right. Never mind. All
right. So right now he's showing...
Who was Pride, though? Oh, it was that one chick, right?
It was a girl.
The girl that was just like, hey, she was like, take the pills and kill yourself or call for help and then I'm going to slice your face up. She was, you know, like a supermodel or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's crazy. This part sucks, man. He opens the box and sees what her, what we assume is her head, right?
Does he say it? And they don't show it.
They don't show it. He doesn't say it. But it's in a little square box, and he finds out that it's Brad Pitt's wife.
Oh, the killer says it.
Fucking Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
hey, Kevin Spacey. Should we shout him out?
Nah, maybe not.
Oh my god. Oh, okay. So we looked up what wrath is. Wrath can be defined as an uncontrolled feeling of anger, rage, and even hatred. So that's what he was, right? He was wrath?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Yeah, so Kevin Spacey was wrath.
No, I think...
Who?
I think Brad Pitt's wrath.
But he doesn't die.
No, but he kills. Because he feels the anger.
Wow.
He's the extreme, emotion. Like,
he was number seven.
Yeah.
Damn. Blew my mind. There you go, man.
Because he knew, like, he wanted him to shoot him.
Although, in technicality, he also blew his wrath on everybody. Which is why he killed all those people.
Yeah, he did kill all those people.
Be either or. See, the way I saw it was how you saw it was pretty much Kevin Spacey's character was wrath because he took his hatred out on everybody else and he died just...
No, if anything, Kevin Spacey was envy.
Yeah.
Because he was envious of the wife.
So okay.
The wife
died
in return of his envy, and he died in return of the husband's wrath.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Makes more sense.
I think that's it. I'm sure you can find stuff.
Two against one.
But yeah, is that where he's like, "What's in the box?"
Yeah. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
That sucks. I believed him though. It's hard to believe some actors sometimes when they go into that extreme just like dread and sadness, they had to act that out, and I believe Brad Pitt in the scene.
Yeah, that sounds
like, god, it's like, don't shoot him, man. He fucking unloads his whole clip on him. I like right now when the guy, they cut to the guy in the helicopter. He's like, fuck, he shot him.
Yeah.
That shit's funny.
It's, every time he does that, you're like, is he gonna shoot him?
He's gonna shoot him or what? It's like, come on. Pull the trigger already. Oh, one.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck, he shot him. Two, three, four, five. And Morgan Freeman doesn't even stop him.
No, he's got a gun.
He's got a gun.
And he's like super, yeah, he's super, he's going through some shit.
That's crazy. Because.
I assume he ends up going to jail, right? Because they put him in the cop car, in the police car?
That's where I was talking to Karen Yeah, we were confused at this part, and there's actually like a, you can look up the ending and stuff like that. I guess it kind of made blogs, but what I assumed is that right now the sergeant tells what's his name, Somerset, yeah, that don't worry about him, we're gonna take care of him. That's what he says. So we assume that, I mean, he was gonna get let off. Maybe they're gonna give him like a year of like a.
Well, they're going to help him because, damn, man, he's...
I think when that happens, though, like, they give, like, the guy, like, a year of vacation. Like, take a year off, come back, we'll check in with you. Just make sure you can't do your job when you're unstable like that, you know?
No. And then this dude murdered a bunch of people. It's, like, hard to not, like, be like, well, he didn't deserve it.
And then you just lost your wife in that way, and the guy you've been chasing kills your wife, and then it just, your job and your personal life meshed, like, crashed together.
Yeah.
And then you're done. Like, mentally, you just can't handle that. But, what does it say right there? Oh, come on, Somerset says. Do whatever you can for him, and I'll be around. Obviously, he has a lot of pull with the police and willing to be his brother's keeper. Surely the murder of John Doe would qualify as a crime of passion that was not remotely premeditated. It is likely that Mills would receive a greatly reduced sentence or recommendations to psychiatric care. This incident might end in present career with the police, but I think most reasonable people would realize he wasn't generally a threat to society. Yeah, it was a crime of passion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And when it's a crime of passion and you're doing civic duty like a detective and you're trying to find a killer, and I think if a judge were to look at all the evidence, I don't think he'd be doing any time, honestly.
He'd be like, damn, bro.
He's like, I'm sorry, man. You know?
And then, and in a way, too, like, the killer was, like, egging up. Because he was playing games with them. So
he was.
It's like, I can't. You've been trying to look for this guy who's been fucking with you.
Yeah.
And killing people.
Yeah.
And then he kills your wife.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you kind of look back on it, you're almost like, this guy wasn't doing this for anybody else, but he was just trying to fuck with me instead. Mm-hmm. This is all he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Good stuff.
Great movie, though, man.
Yeah.
So what do you want to watch next? Oh, what did we say? Did we decide on, like, Akira or...
You said Shawshank.
Shawshank. Or Akira? Yeah. Do you want to go with Akira?
Yeah, whichever one.
I'm down.
I'm down for both. I feel
like we can just chop it up with Akira, and because you said it doesn't really make sense at the end. But I mean,
no, but we could talk about it.
Yeah, it'll be funny.
You just be like, what the fuck?
Cool. All right, man. Well, that's episode 2.
Cool, man.
Signing off, man. Well, I'll see you next week.
See you, man.
All right, man. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks.